Mr. Chairperson, distinguished High Commissioner, dear colleagues, 100 years ago, an intergovernmental conference convened by Fridtjof Nansen adopted a certificate of identity for refugees that became known as the Nansen passport. It was a turning point for the international refugee protection and allowed almost 500,000 people, among them many Armenians, to establish themselves in exile. Mr. Nansen spearheaded the coordination of international relief efforts and set up what would become the basic structure of a High Commissioner for Refugees. Today, it is an international humanitarian endeavor that has a direct impact on the lives of more than 100 million people. This stark and alarming figure continues to grow as it crossed the chilling threshold. We are gratified that Mr. Filippo Grandi will lead this UN body for 2.5 more years ahead, and we wish him every success throughout his tenure. Mr. Chairperson, Armenia hosts tens of thousands of persons of concern, including refugees, persons in a refugee-like situation, internally displaced persons, asylum seekers, and stateless persons. In addition to the thousands of people displaced from Nagorno-Karabakh and refugees from Syria, throughout this year, my nation has been receiving new migratory flows of tens of thousands of people from Russia and Ukraine. Several thousand people got displaced only a month ago due to Azerbaijan's unjustified attack against the sovereign territory of Armenia. The government and civil society of Armenia closely collaborate with the UNHCR to address these challenges. An extensive structural remaking of our whole system is envisaged by a project recently launched by my authorities and the European Union, which is implemented by the UNHCR and the International Organization of Migration. This joint endeavor aims to strengthen Armenia's asylum and migration management capacities, modernize and reform our legislative and regulatory framework. We currently focus on some vital institutional reforms, such as digitalization and simplification of migration management and service provision systems, and enhancement of a mechanism for the reception of asylum seekers. Armenia further welcomes that the UNHCR established a field unit in Goris, in the southern part of Armenia. That was a step in the right direction for addressing the plight of the tens of thousands of victims of a forced displacement from Nagorno-Karabakh. It is unfortunate that Azerbaijan continues to employ politically motivated pretexts to prevent the UNHCR from working with a displaced ethnic Armenian population in Nagorno-Karabakh. Distinguished High Commissioner, Armenia took note of your continued commitment to seek access to Nagorno-Karabakh in line with Article 7 of a trilateral statement of 9 November 2020. We strongly believe that it should be based on humanity, neutrality, impartiality and independence, which are the fundamental principles for the humanitarian action. It should not undermine the human rights of affected persons, their safety and dignity, or discriminate them because of their origin, language, religion, political or other opinion, national or social origin, or other status. Armenia regrets that yesterday the delegate of Azerbaijan disregarded your and chair's repeated calls not to politicize this humanitarian forum and yet again abused this committee by glorifying the war unleashed by Azerbaijan. We would like to refute grossly inflated figures and distortions brought up by Azerbaijan, including its long-recycled allegations that